there are some doctors that say that your annual physical, if you get one, could be a waste of your time and your money. One doctor disagrees, and he joins us now. He is Dr. Curtis Chastain, who is a doctor of internal medicine with Our Lady of the Lake. Dr. Chastain, thanks for being with us.
Good morning. How y'all doing?
Yeah, I'm good. I looked through this article, and for example, the American Heart Association, a lot of the cardiologists say, no, once you have a certain age, we need to check you every year. A lot of the women's health people say the same thing. And you and I spoke yesterday. You took exception to this bold statement that you may not need an annual physical. Let's talk about that a little bit.
Well, let me just start out by saying that I definitely stand by the traditional annual physical exam. In fact, over the past 16 years, my entire medical practice has focused to prevention as opposed to treatment of disease. I mean, after all, doesn't it make sense if you could find the guy that's supposed to have the heart attack or find the guy that's supposed to have the cancer, it's much easier to treat it early than to wait until it develops, and then you have a bigger problem on your hands. And, you know, there are basically four things that threaten our longevity. If we consider that we're all playing the same game of let's live as long as we can with the highest quality of life we can, the two things that are trying to take us out earlier are cardiovascular disease and cancer. I mean, you got accidents and you got other things like Lou Gehrig's disease and Alzheimer's that certainly you can't do anything about. But I submit to you, you can identify people who are at increased risk from the two biggest killers in this country, that being cardiovascular disease and cancer. And if it's good enough for your vehicle that you perform preventive maintenance on your car, why wouldn't it be important for you to do the same thing for your body? And I have an answer for that, but we'll get to that later.
Well, you know, one of the things that occurs to me is that you're also talking about, as you said, focusing on prevention and also building a relationship with your patients so that if a problem occurs in the interim, they don't hesitate to call Dr. Chastain or whoever their doctor happens to be.
I mean, doesn't that make sense? If you know enough about somebody and something's trying to rear its ugly head, if you will, we can be proactive and preventive as opposed to waiting for that thing to declare itself, and the patient who doesn't know any better winds up in the emergency room. Perfect example happened yesterday, right before we called, and I think I related this to you. I had a gentleman come in for an annual physical. He complained during the physical that he had to go to the bathroom excessive amounts and was having some visual changes. And on the telephone, you nailed it yourself. And sure enough, this guy had a blood sugar of 415. Now, according to the literature that I read that you shared with me, the doctor that submitted that annual physicals are no good, he would have waited until this gentleman showed up in the emergency room in a diabetic coma, and we would have ultimately learned about his diabetes. Whereas I was able to find it early yesterday. I've already implemented treatment. His vision is returning to normal. All of a sudden, his symptoms are improving, and we're going to prevent him from having complications of diabetes because we found it earlier.
It would seem that up until recent years, health insurance made it a negative experience to have an annual checkup because, well, from my personal experience, I used to have annual checkups, and my insurance would say, well, that's a well visit. We don't pay for those. So it would be completely out of my pocket. Now the Affordable Care Act allows for insurance to cover well visits, and it would seem more people would be booking that annual checkup again.
Well, let me just qualify that by saying there's no such thing as free. There's somebody's paying for it. And that's what I wanted to talk about in this article. We are confusing the business of medicine with the practice of medicine. Nobody has any problems doing preventive maintenance on their vehicle because we come out of our own pocket. What this guy's complaining about is there is an excessive quote unquote waste because you only find disease in a rare number of people who come through for an annual physical. So maybe we're not spending our money wisely because we're only finding disease in 20%. But you know who would disagree with that? The 20% that you found the disease in. Now the problem is we have abdicated the control of the dollar to the insurance companies and the government and to other things. Physicians and patients have no clue what the true cost of medical care delivery is. So they're, you know, patients come in and they want to know that they're okay, and we certainly want to do what we were trained to do. We don't have control over who's paying for this. So all of a sudden, when the cost gets insurmountable, articles like this come out and say, you know, maybe we ought to reconsider this tried and true traditional form of preventive maintenance because maybe it's just wasting money.
But, you know, you said something that I think is very key. You said that primary care physicians like yourself doing annual physicals find that 80% of us don't have a serious problem. That's a good thing. To me, that seems to be a really good reason to continue doing that.
Bill, I tell people all the time, when they come to see me, they're going to learn one of two things. Either A, they're as healthy as they thought they were, which is great information, or B, they've got something that we need to work on that might otherwise be threatening their longevity, and we've got to deal with that, and we create a plan, and we implement the plan and offset or mitigate whatever that negative issue is. So either one of those two answers is really good news.
The article suggests that sometimes doctors harm patients by finding something to treat them for during the annual checkup. What's your response to that?
Well, nobody, of course, no doctor wants to harm. It would be an inadvertent. But let me give you an example. Patient comes in with an elevated test for prostate cancer. My back's against the wall. I've got to send him to a urologist. What does a urologist do? He does a biopsy on that prostate. It's painful. It can cause bleeding. It can cause infection. And lo and behold, there's no cancer there. Was that painful? Was that harmful to the patient? Yes. Was it necessary? Probably. You know, but yes, there are inadvertent happenstances like that. You don't like it to happen. But that's where the patient-doctor interaction comes in, where you sit down and say, okay, before we just knee-jerk reaction send you to the urologist, let's talk about this for a minute. What can we just repeat the test maybe a month from now before we just reflexively do this next step? So it really boils down to that relationship.
Mm-hmm. How about some simple rules of thumb? Should you pay real special attention to this annual physical, for example, over 50, over 40, should it be everybody starting at the age of 25? Give us some guidelines here.
You know, that's a great question. I tell patients all the time, it's like a young person, for example, 25. I say, I don't need to see you every year, but I think by age 25, I think it's nice to, figuratively raise the hood and look underneath and just check and make sure everything's okay. So we would check that person's blood pressure, we'd check their cholesterol, check their blood sugar, make sure they don't have any serious disease lurking. Plus, one of the most important things that I learned from patients is what did your parents have? Anybody have cardiovascular disease? Anybody die of a heart attack? Anybody have a bypass? Anybody have cancer? And specifically certain types of cancers, because those are the things that matter to this individual sitting in front of me. If his father had a heart attack and his uncle had a heart attack, guess what? This guy's in harm's way, and we need to know that at age 25 as opposed to waiting until 45 when he may have blockages at that point in time. So I like to start around 25 and just take a quick peek and do a baseline audit, if you will. By the time it hits 30, I think once a year we ought to be just touching base and just kind of getting to know you and making sure that nothing's out there rearing its ugly head. I mean, after all, that's when diseases like diabetes and hypertension and high cholesterol start to matter, and they start to really embed themselves in your body. We need to find that early. And certainly by age 40, we ought to be doing it once a year and making sure that there's nothing visibly present. You know, you're looking at skin cancers, you're looking at all kinds of things. So the answer is there's no right or wrong reason. I think a right or wrong age. I think you just need to take it upon yourself to make sure that you're coming in and maintaining your body like you would your vehicle.
So what you advise is have the annual checkup, but also go with the, you know, spot visits where, hey, I've got this little problem I want to talk to you about.
Of course. And while we're there on the spot visit, why not take a peek and say, hey, by the way, when was your last tetanus shot? Let's make sure we get that while you're here. And, oh, by the way, your blood pressure looks a little bit elevated, and while you're here for this sinus infection, let's talk about that for a second. We're not going to zero. We need to be, and I agree with this article, we need to be a little bit more open to using each visit to our advantage to cover some of the things that might otherwise wait for an annual physical. There's no reason not to knock out those things now, because that may be the only chance you have with that individual that year.